Welcome on this Thursday evening. My name's Randy Hollerith, and I'm the Dean of Washington National Cathedral, here with my colleague Rose Duncan, our canon for worship. And we're so glad that you have joined us for this service. Let my prayer be set forth in your presence as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. O Lord, support us all the day long, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed, and the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest, and peace at the last. Amen. Our psalm appointed for this evening is Psalm 73, verses 24 through 29. Psalm 73, verses 24 through 29. And we'll read the psalm responsively by whole verse. You will guide me by your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory.
Whom have I in heaven but you? And having you, I desire nothing on earth.
Though my flesh and my heart should waste away, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Truly,
but it is good for me to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge.
I will speak of all your works in the gates of the city of Zion.
A reading from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him.
Let us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In this challenging and uncertain time, we offer our prayers on behalf of those in need, the church and the world.
For the church, that it may not grow weary of proclaiming the gospel of Christ and serve as a beacon of hope to a suffering world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. for all affected by the coronavirus around the world, for the leaders of the nations, that they may work together for the common good as the outbreak spreads. Grant public health and government officials in our country the strength and will to act with wisdom and compassion in service to all. Lord, in your mercy.
Heal those who are sick with the virus. Grant courage and strength to first responders and healthcare workers who, with hearts of service, stand on the front lines of providing care. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Remove the presence of fear and anxiety from our hearts. We pray for those suffering from financial hardship, that they may have confidence in your providence in the weeks and months to come. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For all who have died in the hope of the resurrection, and those whose faith is known to you alone, that with all the saints they may have rest in that place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal. Lord, in your mercy.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Almighty and most merciful God, drive from us all weakness of body, mind, and spirit, that being restored to wholeness, we may, with free hearts, become what you intend us to be and accomplish what you want us to do. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy. Sustain and support the anxious. Be with those who care for the sick, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may find comfort knowing that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.
Amen.